Thank you for tuning into Chosen Generation. Chosen Generation is about equipping, encouraging, and challenging this generation to engage culture and to fulfill God's plan and purpose for our city, county, state, and nation to be the Christian influence and light that we have been called to be. Pastor Greg is committed to seeing God's life-changing power work in you. If you need prayer today or have a question, you can reach us at 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. If your church or group would like to have Pastor Greg come and share his passion to raise up a chosen generation, he is available to bring that same life-changing message and anointing to your event. Again, that number is 830-446-3624. 830-446-3624. Give us a call and keep on listening because you are God's chosen generation.
Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for tuning in. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day. I thank you so much for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. Well, folks, again, we are live here at CPAC 2021. In Dallas, Texas, CPAC 2021, Dallas, Texas. Great to be with you. And it's just a joy. And I'm very pleased to welcome Latinos for America First, formerly known as Latinos for Trump. And I want to welcome Maria Miller to the program. Maria, welcome. You are like the seismic center of so many great things that are happening in the Latino community, but not just in the Latino community, regarding awareness on border issues that are happening, immigration issues that are happening, loved ones that are lost, all of these things. And really espousing so well conservative values. Welcome.
Thank you, Pastor, for having me back. It's an honor and a pleasure to be with you again. So here we are. We're sitting here at CPAC.
Yeah.
Doing a lot of networking, seeing everything that's going on, talking to a lot of people. And I want to share with you something that what I've been hearing that's resonating with me, but what's being echoed through the various platforms and the various influencers that I'm running into and candidates and just people in general that are saying to me and to people within my organization, our organization, is that the Latino community needs to unite and come together and help push this conservative movement over the finish line. 2022 is coming up. We're going to have 2024, and it's vitally important that the Latino community stand up, speak out, get involved, whatever capacity you're able to get involved in. Anybody can do something. Everybody can do something, yeah. Whether it's at your local level. I heard you interviewing some people earlier. I've been sitting in on some of the speakers in the room next to us. They're all spreading the same message. I keep hearing it repeated over and over. And so I took a moment to myself and I prayed and I said, God, I know that you brought us here for a purpose. Yeah. And that purpose is because we all are hearing the same message. We have to unite. The media is doing their darnest to cause division, to cause chaos, to cause confusion. The devil is hard at work. He's dancing the jig. You know, there's so many things that are happening. Let's start with Texas. You know, what we're suffering. The crisis at the border, the invasion at the border. You had a few of my fellow board of directors members on, Victor Avila, Myra Gutierrez, and Anthony Aguero, and the president, Bianca Gracia. They all shared a little, different stories, different experiences. of things that we see what is happening and what is going on. And so I just want to say to the listeners and to the audience that tunes into your program is that, you know, yes, we are Latinos for Trump, Latinos for America first, but we're Americans first. Mm-hmm. And we mm-hmm. are Christians, and our value system is aligned with what the Bible teaches us. You know, and everybody talks about, you know, being PC. No, we're not PC. And you can't say this and you can't say that. You can't use this word and that word. The only word that we stand by, Pastor, is the Word of God.
I'm glad you're bringing that up, because I want to continue down that line. My sense over the last, I don't know, 8 to 10 years has been that there has been a friction within the conservative, quote-unquote conservative, and I think that's where we get a lot of our rhinos from and our establishment and so on, but a friction between that true biblical valued message, which I think without it you don't have conservatism. The values of conservatism are the Bible. That's where they come from. Yet there's been this, oh, we want to distance it. Oh, well, you guys are religious, or you guys are right-wing religious, this, that, or the other. Like it's an embarrassing thing to be named amongst Christ, to be named amongst Bible-believing people.
I own it. I would rather stand before God and be judged by Him and have man turn their back on me than to side with man and have God turn His back on me. And I want to share something with you. I didn't tell you before we're doing this recording, okay, but I feel I trust you. I admire you. I think you're a wonderful pastor. You're a man. You truly are a man of the word. But there's something I've been witnessing here at CPAC, Pastor, and I got to share it with you, and I'm going to share it with your audience.
Okay.
Bruce Jenner's here.
I know.
And you've got the perfect spot right here near the entrance, and I'm going to say this, and I don't care if somebody calls me a bigot or if somebody calls me transphobic. I don't care. I'm going to tell you what I witnessed. When he comes around, and he is a man.
Yes.
Have you noticed the cameras start clicking and the crowds rush to him and everybody is looking at him as if
he is a
big celebrity. But when I look at him, here's what I think. Wow, I remember when I was a little kid and I used to look up to him when he was an Olympic champion.
Yes.
And that's what I see when I look at him. That's who I remember. What he has become now, I don't know what it is. I can only pray for him.
It's a freak show.
Yeah. And I noticed it yesterday, and I noticed it again today.
I heard from my daughter.
And so I had a conversation with a fellow conservative that was here. Bruce Jenner came by, was at the booth next to ours, and the camera frenzy, the people were going up, they're doing selfies, they're doing... And I told my friend, I said, hey, she said, what's going on right there? I said, it's Bruce Jenner. She said, Caitlyn Jenner? I said, well, you call her Caitlyn if you want, but I'm going to call her Bruce. I said, because I don't play into that. I will not buy into it. I'm not going to. I said, I'm going to bow out gracefully from his run for governor in California. I said, everybody is saying the same thing. Oh, but he's got a strong message, and oh, he's talking about, you know, the economy, and he's talking about, you know, all these issues. I'm like, oh, yeah, those are all wonderful talking points, but the truth of the matter is, I still don't agree with what he's done. And I'm going to stand by God's word on that. Man, God created him as a man.
Yeah.
And that's my position on it, Pastor. And forgive me if I'm taking over your program and bringing this issue up. But I'm going to tell you, I told my friend, I'm going to take God's side on this one. And I'm just not going to be one of those that follows him around. And, oh, I want to get a selfie. And, oh, can I get your autograph? I'm not going to do it because I don't celebrate that about him. I don't. And California is in for a big, big surprise if they think that electing him as their next governor is going to save their state. I've got, you know, a few things to say about that.
No, I agree. Well,
I want to hear what your
let me add to that, because I announced on my radio show before I got here, be prepared, I might get arrested in Dallas. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
because I didn't know that was going to show up here. I mm-hmm. said on my show, there's no way a Christian can vote for that.
Exactly.
There's no way that a Christian can vote for that.
That's like we call out the Catholics
But here's something else. We also can't support the log cabin Republicans.
Agreed.
I'm look, if you're Richard Grinnell and he was sitting right here next to us a little while ago, earlier today, you know, and you're doing a job, I'm not going to deny you the ability to be able to do the job. And if you do the job with excellence, I'm going to say, hey, good job. That's great. But if you're here to try to promote your lifestyle as an agenda, then I'm going to tell you, I'm sorry, that doesn't belong here.
Right.
And I know for a fact that there are a lot of faith and family-minded patriots that are not here at CPAC today, right now, today, because they feel that CPAC has sold out to a perverted agenda, and so they've started their own movement.
Right. I agree with that. And like I was saying, just in my personal observation, I've walked around the exhibit hall. I've gone into the room next door to listen to the speakers. I pay attention. I people watch. And I tell my friends and I tell people within my organization, if we're going to stand here and promote ourselves as a faith-based Christian organization, then we need to stand true to our word. What are we promoting? What are we supporting? What do we believe in? And I'm speaking as an individual when I say what I said about Bruce Jenner. You know, as a Christian, I love and pray for him. That's all I can say.
Right.
You know, but as far as his running for governor in California, you know, in the beginning, he was saying that he was going to oppose the gender transitioning, chemical castration or whatever of minors, and then the LGBTQT A through Z alphabet people came after him, and then he flip-flopped on it, and I thought, okay, pay attention.
That's it.
Pay attention.
There you go.
If he's going to flip that easily on a very, very serious, controversial subject,
absolutely,
what else is he going to flip on if he were to be elected?
Yes.
You know, and, you know, sometimes you don't see the forest for the trees, and I'm just like to approach things with caution, stand back, try to see the whole picture. And that's, you know, that's why we're in the situation we're in now.
Yes.
With some of the elected officials that are in office.
Compromise.
And you and I have had conversations. I can't think of any time that I've never agreed with you, Pastor. I think we see things through the same spectrum. And so I respect you for that. But I mean, this is just what's going on here in CPAC. I mean, for the most part, it's been a pleasurable experience.
Yes.
But that is here. That is happening. And me, myself personally, and several people within my organization, we don't support that.
Well, and that in its present form is not something you should give this stage to.
I don't celebrate it. Right.
They don't belong on this stage. Now, I don't know if they have been or if they are or whatever, but they definitely don't deserve a speaker spot.
I didn't check the full agenda to see if he was given one, but I do know that he's been making the rounds.
Yeah.
He has been going to several of the booths in Radio Row doing interviews. He was doing one down the row here. But anyway, I just wanted to mention that happened.
Yeah. No, I agree. I mean, I would have a conversation, but the conversation would be, you know, I'm not in agreement. You know, whatever woundedness has transpired, whatever injuries or hurts have caused you to feel this way, you know, that's what needs to be addressed.
I agree. And a lot of times when we speak, Christians like us that speak our minds about it, people that believe that, you know, the Lord, you know, he formed us in our mother's wombs.
Yeah.
When you try to engage in a conversation with a transgender individual or an LGBTQTZ individual, you know, they try to guilt you and they try to shame you and try to say that you're not tolerant and you're a bigot, and they throw all these labels at you, and they'll say you don't want to accept us the way we are. And my answer to that is, my dear, you don't accept you the way you are. God created you in his image.
Yeah.
God created you to be a man or to be a woman. You know, you're the one who is not accepting. Not me. I stand firmly in God's word. I'm not perfect. I'm a sinner. I've made plenty of mistakes in my life, but I own up to them. And I don't say, well, I think God's not right on this one. I'm right on this one. You're never going to hear me say that. God is God. Well, man is man.
We don't celebrate Oh, we got to take a break. We'll be back right after this brief break. Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg. Get your first year absolutely free.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
The healthcare open enrollment period has ended. Did you miss it? Don't worry, you can still get a healthcare program by signing up at Liberty HealthShare. As a Christian healthcare sharing ministry, we are not insurance, so you can still sign up. You can pick your program, choose your own doctors and hospitals. We have programs for singles, couples, and families, all with no contract, starting at only $349 per month. Go to libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg. libertyhealthshare.org/Pastor Greg.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper, and since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts, and help feed starving children. Call today, 800-544-8939, 800-544-8939. Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today, 800-544-8939.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
I'm hungry. What's to eat?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry? Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself. PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive two free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. One constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off. PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at PastorGregYoung.org.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My guest is Maria Miller, and she is with Latinos for America First. And it's my pleasure. What is your, do you have like an official title?
Just I'm the second vice president, national coordinator for
okay.
the organization.
All right, there we go. And website?
Website, LatinoTrumpCoalition.org, lowercase, no spaces,
okay.
LatinoTrumpCoalition.org.
Excellent. All right, we're talking about, you know, the Christian values, biblical values, the importance of those, you know, what did Jesus say? because it's not an Old Testament concept. What you were talking about Bruce Jenner, what we're talking about, you know, what's being embraced and what the values are. But you wanted to share something on air. Well, go ahead.
So in a nutshell, you know, I told you what I've witnessed, what I've observed being mm-hmm. here. Mm-hmm. And so what occurred to me, and it's a saying that I've heard repeated through the social media platforms, and I've seen some memes shared about it. And it's a simple one sentence, but it has such a strong impact. What has happened to our nation? What is happening in our nation? What has happened with the nuclear family?
Yep.
Is that God was removed from the public schools, from the halls of government, and now we are living in a society where everybody is focused and more concerned about not offending each other instead of being worried about not offending God. And
Amen.
You think about that. Yep. Think about that, just that simple statement that I just made. What if we all started focusing on not offending God and honoring God instead of honoring ourselves or honoring the color of our skin and honoring, you know, our gender and honoring whatever pronoun we want to go by or identify as? I mean, what if we all just started focusing on honoring God and doing the right thing?
You know what? Being your best is what God has called us to do. That is a biblical principle.
Yes.
Do everything as unto the Lord, the
exactly.
very best you can do it. As you're talking about that, and I know we're going to run out of time here, but, you know, I believe that part of the problem is libertarianism, okay, and the adoption of John Locke as the founder of our nation. John Locke was not the founder of America. John Locke's philosophies were not the beginning. That is nature's law and natural law. It's not nature. It's not natural. It's God.
Exactly.
Okay? So get nature out of your head, get natural out of your head, and start thinking about whose laws those are. They're God's laws.
Absolutely.
Okay? And he's not nature's God either, by the way. Okay? That's some tree. Mm-hmm. Okay, that a bunch of druids worship. We don't worship trees in a forest.
Right.
We worship the living God, the only
Amen.
Living God. And the reason that our founders would lay down their lives, the reason that they would literally shed blood for this country to begin, is because they believed that life was something that was in them given by God, that liberty was something that was in them bought on the cross by Jesus Christ, that they believed that that idea of happiness or the abundance or the fullness of life was something that God had given them. These were inalienable because they were given by God and could never be taken. You had to literally rip the soul out of someone to do this. Ladies and gentlemen, masking, shutdowns, this is an attempt to steal your soul. And we better understand that the left believes their communism, mm-hmm. Their Marxism. Gordon Chang talked about it. The evil that is on the other side, on China. It's all a part of the same satanic realm. And the only thing that's going to win that is God and Christians and belief in Christ and taking our rightful authority. And we're out of time. But I love you,
Thank
sister.
Thank you, Pastor.
God bless
so
you.
So glad to be with you today.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Back with more after this.
What's
this?
Beans again.
Did somebody say hungry?
Pistol Pete's Jerky at PistolPete'sJerky.com. A herd of delicious flavors. Break Bronco busting hunger. Lasso up your order at PistolPete'sJerky.com.
Thanks, Pistol Pete.
I made it myself.
PistolPete'sJerky.com. Tell them Pete sent you.
PistolPete'sJerky.com is the official beef jerky of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. When you place your order, you'll receive 2 free U.S. Constitutions and a U.S. flag sticker. 1 Constitution for you to read cover to cover, and the second to pass on to your friends, family, or loved ones. Go to PistolPete'sJerky.com and use discount code CGR to get an additional 10% off PistolPete'sJerky.com and place your order today.